There's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Steve Miller, on your radio, friend. It's 22 minutes after 10 o'clock on your hump day Wednesday morning. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, in the studio, enjoying the music, enjoying the information, the beautiful humans. Here's what they should do, speaking about the Hall of Fame in Cleveland. Now, the Republicans are having their convention this summer in Cleveland. Here's what they should do. They should get all the Republicans, all the hookers that'll be in Cleveland for the Republicans, and all the protesters that will be there protesting Donald Trump. They should get them all together and go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. That's what they should do. Everybody loves rock and roll. When we had Speaker Paul Ryan on, that was in the immediate wake of Prince passing away, and I noted that he had worn a purple tie at the RAMAC event at Festival Hall in Prince's honor. And I asked him how bummed out he was that Republicans don't get to use much rock and roll music as their walk-up music because most artists are liberal and they don't like Republicans. But yesterday on this quality radio broadcast, we had the intermediator, Chris Harrington, on. And we were talking about how you go from being a negative Nelly, somebody that sees the glass as half empty. I see the glass not only as half full, I see it overflowing on purpose. We make a choice on purpose. We weren't born winners or losers, ladies and gentlemen. We were born choosers. Everybody has got stuff in their lives. Everybody, I like to say, has mishigas. That's Jewish for problems, issues, tragedies. And what Chris said, and ironically, I had just heard that yesterday morning on the news from a guy who deals with post-traumatic stress syndrome and veterans. And if there's ever an issue that is across the board and has been throughout history in this country, is post-traumatic stress. HBO or PBS, I can't remember, did a documentary on the history of what they used to call battle fatigue. They called it all kinds of names, but they traced it back all the way in this country to the Civil War, and the symptoms were all the same. But this gentleman that was on MSNBC said that the reason that our soldiers come back and have this post-traumatic stress syndrome is not that they didn't have stress and that traumatic stress. But he noted that societies like the Native American populations and the tribes and in Israel today have very little post-traumatic stress syndrome because they see this thing called life as a tribal matter, that they're all in it together. Everybody in Israel has to serve in the military, in the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force. Everybody. They're all in it together. So we have our brave men and women in uniform. They go over to places like Afghanistan and Iraq and Libya and now Syria, and they serve and they're injured and they suffer and they sacrifice for the good of who? Everybody. And then they come back to the country that they've been defending and see nothing but division. If everybody would just go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, everything would be cool. I know. It's really a matter of reality and looking through the prism of what is true. That's what we try to bring to you one way or another on this talk show every single day. What is true? We just talked to Dr. Cass Ingram. It is true that people are cannabinoid deficient and that cannabis has been a tremendous healing component throughout history, but a few decades ago, they decided, no, we're going to eliminate all cannabis, to the point that even the legislators in Madison could not agree to make legal cannabinoid oil to treat children's seizures in our state. Senator Van Wongar was so outraged. What is that? That's just politics. Because if you legalize hemp, if you legalize cannabinoid oil and other aspects of cannabis, you think that you are putting your moniker of approval on marijuana. And the fact of the matter is, of course, marijuana causes much less damage in our society than what our baseball team locally is producing. The Brewers. Alcohol is the worst drug out there. And there's something about inconsistent communication that really screws things up. But we have to look at things through the prism of what is true, the higher purpose, the fact that we are all indeed one. Even science now says that we have all come from an original couple. Ironically, in Africa, pretty close to where the scriptures describe the Garden of Eden and Adam and Eve. That's ironic. But you guys know that I'm all about the organized fun with a purpose. It's a purpose to have organized fun and to enjoy our lives. And so I do. I enjoy a beverage once in a while. I enjoy sports. I enjoy a good comedy and laughing. But every so often, reality sets in and it puts everything into perspective. The fact of the matter is after 9/11, do you know that the violence rate in this country went down precipitously? The divorce rate went down after 9/11. Why? Because people, at least subconsciously, realize there's more important things than hating your neighbor. How about loving your neighbor? How about seeing what you can do for your neighbor? I'm emotionally invested in my sports teams. But reality, checked in last night as I was watching the Lightning lose to Pittsburgh. First of all, I found out my cousin Zach and Rachel and Mitchell. Zach is the ABC sports anchor in Atlanta. He's been on this program. His dad, Mitchell Klein, is an attorney. He's been on this program. And Mitchell's wife, Debbie's mom, Tootsie, died yesterday. She lost her, you know, I don't even like to say lost her battle with cancer. She passed away due to cancer at the age of 90. She's been with her husband, Harvey, for 70 years, raised an incredible family. But it's hard when you lose a loved one. And then I got a call from my son, Jake, in the middle of the hockey game. I thought he was going to commiserate with me over what was happening at Amalie Arena in Tampa. No, he went golfing yesterday. And the guy that he was golfing with was driving the cart. And for some reason, he slid it into the parking space after the round. He rolled the golf cart and it landed on Jacob's foot. And he broke his foot yesterday. And he's supposed to come to Wisconsin 2 weeks from today in order to participate in the camp's fantasy camp, the alumni camp in Eagle River. Well, now that's in jeopardy. And of course, when you hear your son is in the emergency room, that puts things into perspective really well. Check yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Realize what's important. We are all in this together. It's one thing that I agree with Hillary Clinton. It does take a village. And another man that puts things into reality very well for us is the great Tom Carco. He is awaiting the news block in the WRJN News Center. He will be up next.
This is a great place for one-stop shop.
Great prices.
Lots of value.
It's your everything store.
To some of us, farming is a way of life. To others, it's a hobby.